You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Linda from Loma Linda writes, Doctor, on CNN, they were interviewing a witness during the Theater 9 shooting. And she said she tried to help a victim by telling him to put pressure on his head wound, but she questioned if she should have done that. What should people do in a horrifying situation such as this? Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, people had been grazed by bullets, people had been shot, and I know what you're talking about. There was a young girl who was able to escape, and there was a gentleman who she said had a wound in his head. And she said she saw tissue coming out. So she thought he was shot in the head, and he kept asking her, do I have a hole in my head? Do I have a hole in my head? You know, what's going on? And I guess, he was feeling numb on one side, and so she told him, everything's gonna be okay, put pressure on it, and then she's like, oh, should I put pressure on it? And you could just see the mass confusion. But, it was kind of heartwarming to see people try and help each other with that. I mean, there was a story of one of the gentlemen leaving his wife and kids and actually, driving off. And the wife would have shot him in the leg and was able to pull the baby and her kid out. And then was able to call him once she made it out safe, and he drive back to get them. I mean, so, you know, when you hear cases like that, you're like really relieved that other people that left, you know, stayed and helped, you know, people as they were coming out. You know, what do you do in the situation like that? The shooting that happened in Aurora, Colorado. I'm dumbfounded. You know, as we were talking about in the previous hour, you know, this James Holmes very sadistically crafted this attack, one, by booby-trapping his apartment, you know, thinking that if, you know, the police had stormed trying to find him, it was booby-trapped and they would blow up. Two, you know, he went in, bought a ticket, went in normally like anybody else would to the movie theater, then sneaks out the emergency exit. His car is parked behind the theater where the emergency exit would be, and then he decides to throw tear gas into the theater. He had been dressed up like the Joker and dyed his hair red from what I understand, had a Kevlar mask on, bulletproof vest, bulletproof leggings, tactile gloves, tactical gloves, groin protection, etc. I mean, full gear, full garb, saying he's the Joker, throws the tear gas into the room first, causing some confusion. And some people probably thought, oh, this was all part of the, you know, opening night of the Batman movie. And then he starts to fire. And, you know, we're trying to listen piece by piece of who survived and how they survived. Is it because they were able to escape and were able to leave? Or did they duck down and wait till it was over? Because from what we understand with some of these witnesses, they said they couldn't leave. They couldn't run and leave because he was shooting people as they were trying to leave, just randomly picking them out. So yet you heard other victims in the theater that tried to crouch down and lay low. One even thought of, you know, playing dead, but people were trampling all over them. And so you don't want to get stampeded to death either and sustain head trauma. So, you know, I as we're getting more information, you know, because many of us are like, how could this have been prevented? And what do we do? What do we instruct our kids to do? What do we do if something like this happens? What do, you know, do we tell them to get out the nearest exit? Do we tell them to lay low? And it is, it's very frustrating. They've been talking about on the news, you know, how to bring this topic up with your kids. You know, because obviously kids nowadays, you know, they're listening to what mom and dad are listening to. And, you know, something like this is very scary. You know, kids are planning on going to see the Batman movie. And, you know, people are paranoid about going to see the movie. From what we understand, TMZ had a poll saying, are you scared about, you know, going to see the movie now? And they say 46% of people do not want to enter the theater. Now, they believe this guy, James Holmes, 24-year-old, acted alone. You know, they don't think it was part of a terrorist attack. But, you know, to answer your question, Linda, you know, what should this girl have done if somebody was shot in the head, et cetera? You know, I mean, I always say, just remember your basic CPR first aid. Make sure everybody stays, stays flat, if they can, because you want to get blood flow to the brain if they can. I know there's been some controversy. Do you lift the head up so you don't have the swelling of the brain? Do you, I mean, if you don't know if somebody was shot in the head, but you think they were shot, I'd almost rather you just get them down. Don't let them be walking around. Don't let them be sitting up or whatever. Get them down. Of course, call 911. You can elevate the legs. Be prepared to perform CPR if you have to. Any bleeding wound, you put pressure on. That's the best you could do. I mean, I don't want to force you guys to remember too many little details, but when something like that happens and it's mass chaos and you're still ducking for your life, you stay low and you put pressure on what you can. It's sometimes a crapshoot, and with something like this, just so frightening. We spent a significant amount of time in the first hour trying to, figure out what was his motive. Can we figure it out if somebody's completely crazy? And then was he crazy if he masterminded this? I mean, I guess he got, 6,000 rounds of ammunition online, purchased guns at Bass Pro Shops and other areas. Over the last, from what I understand, a few weeks, just like Jared Loughner, how incompetent was he if he was able to purchase, right, the ammunition, purchase the guns, get out of a stop, get out of a traffic ticket, and this James Nichols, is Nichols the right name? I've been talking about him the whole time. I can't believe James Holmes. Sorry about that, Holmes. I mean, he was a PhD student. Yeah, he was dropping out. But, I mean, this boy went to, from what I understand, UCSD. Then he went to University of Colorado. I mean, college-bound, very studious. I hope they don't try to play the incompetent, insane plea. And if so, I still think he needs a death penalty. Yeah, we spent some time in the first hour talking about maybe the death penalty is too easy for these people. Maybe we should make them suffer. I mean, why would somebody do this? Why? Because he wants to go down in history as, being a killer? As being an assassin? Is that why he wants to go down in history? And he thinks the worst thing that's going to happen to him will be he gets to go to sleep with a lethal injection? Maybe it shouldn't be that easy. All right, don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel, helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For any of you that miss any of my show, there's a few ways for you to get the previous hours. You can go to my website and hit on demand. My website is at drdahlia.com. Of course, archives and podcasts are there. You can also download the free Android app. Android users have a free app where they can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, listen to the multiple previous hours, as well as click on podcasts and archives. So we're going to move now from the horrible tragedy into some medical stories. We've got a lot to talk about today. Looks like drinking sugary drinks not only cause you to pile on the pounds, but they say it also changes your body to a point where you have more difficulty losing weight. And that kind of, you know, may be the piece to the puzzle on why we're having so many problems with weight and obesity due to sugary drinks. They also say some of these energy-saving light bulbs can actually fry your skin almost as bad as the UV light outside. We need to talk about that. They're saying maybe we should kind of change our stance on potty training and do it later. We also have another kid this year that has died from one of those amoebas that you get from swimming in warm water. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, it looks like dolphin deaths are on the rise. They're blaming the BP spill and also the change in temperature of the water. So please call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can email us at drdahlia.com. Of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and follow us on Facebook. So let's go to the phone lines right now to get to some of your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, my question is for Dr. Dahlia. The boy with sepsis that had a cut that died a couple days later because he had a high white blood cell count, went home and died. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how our diets and sugar play a role in our white blood cell count, and how that could have affected made the process of him dying quickly because of the diet, because of the sugar, because white blood cell count is my understanding is affected by the sugar intake.
Mm-hmm.
And with Monsanto and their foods that have been that have a lot of GMO, how do you think that has affected some of these cases?
Well, that's kind of interesting. We know sugar has a deleterious effect on white blood cells. White blood cells do not like sugar. Red blood cells pick them up, and that's how we could figure out your diabetes status by your glycosylated hemoglobin. So it's one of the theories why diabetics have a much more difficult time fighting infections than non-diabetics. The more sugary your blood, the less components can work. And, it goes hand in hand with loss of immunity and performance by your white blood cells and sugar. In the case where the boy cut himself and then the infection spread to the blood, we don't know if he was diabetic. I mean, if he was diabetic, yes, that would have put him at increased risk. Whether he was non-diabetic and his diet was high sugar, hard to tell. We don't know. But most people that get cut, I would say, still have a horrible diet. And so for this one boy to go into septic shock, I probably wouldn't relate it to the genetically modified organisms, the GMOs, or the sugar, intake, because, very rarely do people go into septic shock from a cut on their arm. And most of us have horrible diets when it comes to sugar. So I would, but you do raise a good point. I think a lot of, our diet and I think a lot of, how we eat really puts us at risk, immunologically wise. Absolutely. In this particular case, I don't think the infection was probably treated as well. And the doctors didn't see the signs. From what I understood, somebody misread the high white count. And unfortunately, the boy was sent home, then comes back, goes into septic shock and dies. Scary stuff. Scary. Absolutely, but sugar is starting to be the evil. We talked about high fructose corn syrup. It's probably one of the biggest evils. We were talking about in the previous hour how the military, some retired military officers had written a journal article on how we're going to have a huge crisis in national security later because our kids are going to be too obese to join the military. And we were talking about some of the weight minimum and maximum. So I urge you to go and listen to the previous hour. I won't rehash some of the numbers. I think roughly one number was, 180-pound limit for an 18-year-old who was 5'8", if I remember correctly. And so, yeah, if our youth are too obese to later join the military, are we going to have enough people to be able to join the military later? There are weight restrictions. When we were talking about a couple weeks ago, medical restrictions for the Army, there are weight restrictions. You have to have a minimum weight and you have to have a maximum weight. We spent time talking about that. This is kind of an interesting article. They say not only do sugary drinks and soft drinks pile on the pounds because of calories, but they say it alters the way your body burns fuel. Now, they would rather, from what we understand, muscles prefer sugar to fat as a fuel source. Drinking sugary drinks offer huge loads of sugar. So if muscle has sugar instead of fat to use for fuel, the muscle will use the sugar and not the fat, which is why you have more of a difficult time with fat. One of the reasons, people always ask me, why did Atkins work? Why do low-carb diets work? Because then your body is forced to use fat as the fuel source as opposed to the carbohydrates that are broken down to sugar. So, yes, it makes sense. That's why we always say cut the sugar. You know, I've had many people that diet, cut the fat, cut the meat, but they'll still, you know, eat sugar and, you know, little sweet tarts and candies and things like that. And it's counterproductive. So you want your muscles to burn fat. Now, I didn't like the idea of going into ketosis. The theory behind the Atkins diet was if you decrease your sugar load and your carbohydrate load so much, then your body will be forced to make ketones, which is why many of these people kind of smelled fruity, and sometimes your diabetic patients kind of have that weird fruity organic smell. But it was forcing the body to use an alternate form of energy. And when your body goes into ketosis, not to go through the whole Krebs cycle and you know, give you all a biochemistry lesson, you end up burning more of your fat. Unfortunately, it wasn't long lasting. Many people couldn't tolerate the lack of carbs. Many people were constipated. I worked with people who were on Atkins. They were miserable to work with. And, it just didn't, it was a fad, you know, as opposed to something that you could do long term. So, you know, my guess is, the other thing too that's very interesting is people will gain weight if you're diabetic on insulin. You get insulin injections and it'll actually make you gain weight. You know, some of these diabetic medications have been known to cause weight gain, which is again counterintuitive because you think, all right, well, if you're, you know, decreasing your sugar in your blood, you'll lose weight. But sometimes with the way the mechanism goes, and the way the body metabolizes, being in a higher insulin state, which many of us are when we eat too much sugar because it triggers our pancreas to produce more insulin, causes us to gain weight in and of itself. So, you know, many diabetics are like, I don't want to go on the insulin, I'll gain weight. I don't want to go on insulin, I'll gain weight. And because one of the jobs of insulin is to get sugar from the bloodstream into the cells and into your body. Which is why type 1 diabetics, these little kids, are very skinny and could die of starvation because they don't have the insulin being the key to the door, bringing the sugar from the bloodstream or hallway into the cell or the room. Insulin's like the key to the door. So insulin will cause the sugar to move into the cells and could cause weight gain. Actos, Avandia, some of these other medications were known to cause weight gain as opposed to medicines that decrease the resistance to insulin like your metformin and glucophage cause some weight loss. And then, of course, we have the Byetta and Victoza, some of these medications that have the incretin effect, which we spent some time on earlier this year on the show, where they're either weight neutral or could also cause you to lose some weight. So when you eat sugar, whether you're diabetic or not, all right, you have the potential to raise your insulin. That also puts you in a state where your metabolism would slow. Because again, remember, your body wants to get sugar out of the bloodstream. It's dangerous to the bloodstream. So your body's job is to get sugar out of the bloodstream and into the cells. And I know some of you are like, well, then don't treat the diabetes. Well, you can't not treat the diabetes because you can get eye damage, kidney damage, heart damage, etc. So, no, you can't just leave the sugar in the blood vessels. Diabetics lose weight, though, even your type 2, but not the healthiest way to go. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 33 minutes past the hour. If we get any more breaking news on the Aurora, Colorado shootings or any other breaking news, we will definitely fill you in. So this is kind of interesting. They say we've had more dolphin deaths, an unusually high rate of dolphin deaths, because of two things. The BP oil spill that happened in 2011 as well, or 2010, as well as the cold winter from, no, I thought the oil spill was 2011. I think this is a misprint. Wasn't it? Didn't the oil spill happen about a year and a half ago? Yeah. And then the winter 2010 was a cold one, which I guess caused the cold water plus it was the cold one, so cold water, as well as the BP oil spill. They said over 186 bottlenose dolphins have washed ashore between Louisiana and western Florida. They say nearly half of these casualties were young calves, which is more than double than the usual proportion of young to old dolphins being found dead. So they blame the oil spill and cold water of 2010, putting significant stress on their food sources. They say the high volumes of cold fresh water coming from the snowmelt water that pushed through Mobile Bay and Mississippi Sound in 2011 was the final blow. They say the winter of 2010 was a cold one, and researchers reported this in Journal Plus One. And then the oil spill happened April of 2011 when Deepwater Horizon platform exploded following a blowout. I was watching, I don't know if it was on Discovery. I always kind of watch these shows, you know, what happens to fish and you know, some of the mutations that they found with some of these fish. Yeah, the Mermaid Show was on. I TiVo'd the Mermaid Show. I still haven't watched it. Like what they said, they found a mermaid. Really? Really? I don't believe it. There's no half human, half fish. Yeah, I guess there was a show. I don't know if it was Discovery. No, it wasn't PBS. Trying to think where they were supposed, where they allegedly found a mermaid and nobody was supposed to know because I think NASA got involved. I don't remember. I know the kids wanted to watch it and I TiVo'd it because I thought that'd be cool. I mean, if there really was a mermaid, you know, but come on, really, please. Yeah. Now that the BP spill caused changes in fish to turn to mermaids. I doubt that. One thing though that shocked me is when they were examining the fish years ago, last year, they had women sniffing the fish. And if the fish smelled okay, they were good to eat. I don't trust that too much. And that's what they were doing. They were like, yep, this fish smells oily. No, this fish smells good. This could eat. This you could eat. And I was kind of nervous. We were all very nervous, but this is just one example of what some of these environmental disasters have the capability of, where we're having multiple deaths in the dolphin family, especially the little small ones. So we'll kind of keep you posted on that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Oh, darn. You'd think I would have my, I don't really want to talk about this one. Fred Willard, you know, who was arrested for lewd conduct. I think he got out on a plea deal. I think he has to take some sort of a course, right? So he's not going to get arrested. Yeah, we aren't getting too many details on that. He was one that was in an adult movie theater, kind of pulled a Pee Wee Herman the other day, got arrested, lost his job. Poor thing. All right, well, at least he doesn't have to go to jail. That'd be horrible to have to go to jail for that. Oh, yeah. All right, let's move on. So apparently, there's a list out of the 10 emptiest U.S. cities. And they said foreclosures have led to a huge exodus out of these cities. They say when somebody does leave their house, whether it's foreclosed or it's a delinquent home, it could decrease the value of nearby houses as much as 4.6%. I think we could all say we've been there. Many people just fleeing the neighborhoods. When we moved into our neighborhood, a lot of people fled. But that's because it was us. Oh, no, the waxes are here. All right, so let's take a look at that. Let me see. Who gets credit for this? The Bureau. What Bureau? There's tons of bureaus. Bureau of who? The Bureau. Anybody could call themselves a Bureau. All right, well, the Census Bureau. Okay, it's been a very long day. Very long day. Sorry. All right. America's top 10 emptiest cities. Orlando, Florida, number one. Rental vacancy rate is almost 20%. Homeowner vacancy rate, 2.2%. Dayton, Ohio, 11.3% rental vacancy. Homeowner vacancy, 5.4%. Memphis, Tennessee, rental vacancy rate, 15%. Homeowner, 3.1. Detroit, Michigan, rental vacancy 16.9%, homeowner 1.7. Richmond, Virginia was number 5, rental vacancy rate 15.1%, homeowner vacancy 2.4. Las Vegas, Nevada, no shock there, rental vacancy 11.9%, homeowner vacancy 3.9%. Gosh, you know, I live in Vegas. It was crazy. When times were good, my husband and I needed a truck. And this had to have been 2003, 2004. Now, you know, when you go to a car lot, the salesman, you know, they jump on you, they fight, and you know, they come up with a system. Otherwise, everybody would jump on you. And, you know, they try to get you to, you know, I've been there so many times. I'll try to buy my car. Try this. When the economy was doing so well in the Southwest United States, we remember that there were so many people on the car lot. And the salesman came up to us, and we said, well, we're thinking about, Ford F-150 or whatever. And he tells us, okay, well, I'm busy making, another deal over here. You just pick out the car and tell me, and I'll get the contract. I mean, it was the complete opposite of, wait a second. You know, don't we get to try to, work a deal and negotiate and all that? I mean, I have never had a salesman say, I'm really busy. Find what you want, write down the number, bring it to me, and I'll get the contract. Now, that could have been his play where he doesn't want to negotiate, but I don't think they were at a point where they needed to negotiate. You know, I don't know if any of you guys lived in an area where there was a popularity fee for a car. When I wanted to buy my Mini Cooper, we decided to hold off on the truck, and we ended up getting a Mini Cooper. And Mini Coopers, they would just throw a popularity fee. What, I think it was $2,100. So we, of course, went out of state. We went to Utah to buy the car. I mean, pay $150 for a flight, drive it down, save $2,100. But, I mean, boy, things were so inflated back then. Well, yeah, if this car is popular, we're just going to tack on a couple grand. If people were paying it. So then when things changed, all these houses that were built, that's what we would do for fun on the weekend. We would go and look at model homes. Just go and look at model homes. There were cookies, there was punch, there was coffee. Right? Take the kids there. Go and look at the homes. It was, because it was air conditioned. Something to do during the summer. And now just empty, empty, empty. Atlanta, Georgia is number 7 on the top 10 emptiest cities. Houston, Texas. Tampa, Florida. And Toledo, Ohio. I'm surprised not much more in the Southwest. Because remember, Arizona, we know Las Vegas, Southern California, many more cities in Florida were, just doing so well with the housing boom. They were talking about how the houses had inflated in price so well in those cities. So we knew those would be the first ones to drop. And I got to tell you, when it dropped, it was scary. We didn't know there was a recession until we're watching the news and we're watching CNN, because none of my patients were losing their jobs. They're like, yeah, we're in a recession. And I'm like, really? So we're, I remember telling my husband, we're in a recession again. And he's like, really? Our hotel's closing down? Nothing. And then all of a sudden, a week later, boom. And I remember thinking to myself, I wish CNN didn't, turn their cameras on and go, we're in a recession. Because things really were still okay before that. No, I don't blame CNN. We didn't gradually lose jobs in Las Vegas. It was all of a sudden. A lot of people left. We were hitting easily the 2 million mark plus with population, and it's down significantly. All right, guys, don't go away. I want to talk about these light bulbs and how they can hurt the skin. 1-877-TALK-DELLY.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Android users, don't forget we have a Dr. Dahlia app for free. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and download it. So researchers at Stony Brook University in New York State examined what these energy-saving light bulbs can do to your skin. And they think it could damage your skin just like what you see with UV radiation. They discovered that healthy skin exposed to light from these environmentally friendly light bulbs, which supposedly use a quarter of the energy that regular light bulbs use, experience the same kind of damage that is found with UV radiation. Another study came out earlier last year. I remember us talking about how these energy-saving green light bulbs could actually be worse for our health than not using the older version. They say despite the large energy savings, consumers, they recommend, should be careful when using compact fluorescent light bulbs, says Stony Brook University Professor of Material Science and Engineering Miriam Rafalevich. She warned families to be careful when handling or standing near the lights. She says her research shows that it's best to avoid using them at close distances and that they are safest when placed behind an additional glass cover. Apparently, scientists tested a number of these bulbs from across New York State to determine their UV emissions, and they found significant levels of UV light, which appeared to originate from cracks in the phosphor coatings that were present in all of the bulbs. You know, you wonder. I mean, I look at the lights. We actually have some of them outside. They're ugly. And I think they're too bright, and I don't even like to look at them. I tell my husband they're ugly. He's like, yeah, but, you know, our neighbors are going to be happy that we're using the energy-saving light bulbs, you know, because we have a lot of liberal neighbors and stuff. And, you know, they're nice, and, you know, they'll probably be happy. But I'm like, I don't like them. I don't like looking at them. They're ugly, and I just think they're, you know, kind of dangerous. They say comparing skin cells. Oh, they say they tested the impact on collagen-producing skin cells and the epidermal cell that generated keratin from the light. And when they compared the skin cells exposed to the bulbs versus those exposed to the old-fashioned energy-sucking incandescent light bulbs, they discovered that only the efficient light bulbs damaged the skin, not the other light bulbs. They say cells exposed to the fancy-schmancy green light bulbs experienced the same trauma as sunburnt skin. They say the cells exhibited a decrease in the proliferation rate, a significant increase in the production of reactive oxygen species, and a decrease in their ability to contract collagen. Oh, no. All right, so yeah, it damaged the cells. You know, and again, I like going green. I think it's great. I love this beautiful earth. I want to help God out as much as I can. But, you know, keep in mind, sometimes if they don't think some of these things through, sometimes some of the old-fashioned stuff, you know, is better for you. You know, just like what I tell you guys about all these, you know, artificial sweetener drinks and foods and packages, you know, sometimes just good old-fashioned homemade cooking may actually be healthier for you than all this other crap that we try to eat. Yeah. There's a big cry now for mental illness screening after this James Holmes shooting in the Aurora, Colorado theater. James Holmes, 24 years old, is in custody for killing at least 12 people, wounding an additional 50 when he decided to dress up like the Joker, come into the theater during the Batman premiere, and start shooting people. He actually threw some tear gas to maim, of course, his victims, and then he started shooting, blocking the exit and killing people as they tried to leave. Just horrifying. And so, you know, there's a call that we should probably have better mental health systems. I mean, I agree. I just don't know if he would have been screened as well. This is something we were spending a significant amount of time on in the first hour. This is a gentleman. I mean, he looks like a complete loon to me, but a sick, sadistic guy just sitting there smiling like Jared Loughner smiled after his massacre. But this was a guy who, from what we understand, was an honor roll student, kept to himself, antisocial, really into the books. And, you know, the fact that he picked neuroscience, usually your more cerebral type of people pick neuroscience, you know. I don't believe he was a medical student. People have been saying he's a medical student. He's a PhD student, from what I understand. He was dropping out. You know, we talked about in medical school how the neurologists were more book prone and, you know, didn't want to hang out with us, went into family medicine and, you know, psychiatry. We were kind of the cooler group. You know, made a lot of jokes, partied a lot more, you know. Studied at the last minute. So the neurotype people wouldn't have hung out with us. We didn't think any of the neurotype people were going to be assassins by any means. This gentleman, you know, they were trying to go back and see, you know, what kind of signs were there. And from what we understand, not many. I mean, you know, for him to be able to navigate through school and, you know, get through school, but, you know, boy, did he plan this out, and he's some crafty, sadistic puppy. Got to be careful with what I say on air. So, you know, should we screen everybody? I mean, if our mental health system is already taxed and we, I know it will be taxed even more with Obamacare, super tax, our mental health system is taxed and they can't take care of people with, you know, severe diagnosable mental disease. How are we going to start screening everybody? I mean, is there an argument that we should have, is there an argument where we should just everybody go through some sort of a routine screen? My only problem with that, I mean, even the best psychologist, the best psychiatrist out there, you know, I think the most sadistic, intelligent of these criminals would know how to pass the test. They would know how to pass. I mean, look at this gentleman. I mean, he bought, 6,000 rounds of ammunition online. He just, you know, went to Bass Pro Shops to buy, I think, a Glock, and he bought some automatic weapon here and there. And, I mean, you know, he was able to navigate through school, which is why I'm going to go crazy if I hear them try to plea insanity, just like what happened with Jared Loughner. He was able to go and pick up film. He was able to go to Walmart, go to Circle K, get out of a traffic ticket. You know, not many run-ins with the laws for either of these two. I think they would know how to squeak through the system. And even me as a family doctor with all the psychology training, I don't think I could pick up somebody who could do something like this. Maybe that's something we need to work on. And everybody has to have some pass, I guess, maybe before they get their driver's license or before they vote. I mean, I don't know. How do you prevent something like this from happening, which is something we all want? Whenever you hear a tragedy like this, you go through the stages of grief. Many times at first it's denial, going, no, that didn't happen. No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. You know, then you start to grieve. Then you get angry, you know, and you want to do something either against him. So we all want him to, you know, rot. Right. And I think the death penalty is too easy for these criminals. I think some of their motives is they want to go down in history and be famous. And they think the only thing that's going to happen to them is they're going to sit in a chair and get to go to sleep. Oh, they get a yummy meal and then they get to go to sleep. I don't think that's enough. I think they need to know that they're going to be suffering for the rest of their life with, you know, fingernails being pulled off and teeth being pulled out with anesthesia and, I don't know, worms being stuck in their eyeballs. I know that sounds cruel, but just, make these people suffer the rest of their life. Don't give them an easy out with the death penalty. I don't know what these people's motives are. But I don't know what the mental health system could do as it stands. I think somebody like this, with his scholastic achievement and his antisocial behavior, would know exactly how to get through. Well, would you even consider killing somebody? No. Have you ever thought of killing somebody? No. All right, you pass. Next. How would they screen him? How would you know? And many people with mental illness, they're sweet. They're doves. They want to do anything to hurt. So you also don't want people falsely, you know, being taken in when they shouldn't. But I do agree we need one heck of a screening system. This guy's scary. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.